your less educated people will say sit down or set yourself to the table or some good nice term like that. I do some of this colloquialism in dialect sometimes, and I write it sometimes too.
You'd say then he went ahead and
he sat down. I would,
and everybody had already
sat down before him.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to him, you tell him just go ahead and
help yourself.
So he went ahead and
helped himself,
and he's already what
helped himself.
Do you ever hear people say hope or hoped?
Now help mostly, help yourself.
Uh-huh.
See, that again isn't so much. That's a pronunciation.
Uh-huh.
And I can do that too, but I will say help. Mine will have an L in it.
Uh-huh.
But I have been rather shocked from time to time to visit school on PTA visiting night and go in and hear their English teacher saying, and I'm going to help these children, you know. And I'm sure she helped them a lot.
If you decide not to eat something, you'd say, no thank you, I don't.
I don't care for any.
And
I'd say I don't want any, but I don't care for any is quite a well-known colloquialism down here, and I use it myself. Mm-hmm.
If food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's...
Leftovers.
Or it's been what?
Recooked or reheated.
Okay.
Reheated is what I'd say.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew.
You say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't...
Swallow it.
And... What would you call peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you'd raise yourself?
You mean like home-raised vegetables or home-grown vegetables?
Okay. And this is a Southern...
I think I was said grown, not raised, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was repeating your term. Home-grown would be what I'd call it, home-grown vegetables.
And a Southern food that people eat for breakfast, it's made out of...
Like grits?
Okay.
I don't.
And something that's made out of corn that's soaked in lye.
That's hominy, and I don't like that either. But my grandfather always used to have for breakfast ham and grits and red-eye gravy. Red-eye gravy being ham gravy.
Uh-huh. And what would you call whiskey that's made illegally?
Moonshine.
Hmm?
Moonshine.
When you say moonshine, are you meaning just any kind of illegal whiskey?
Mm-hmm. Any kind is what it would refer. All illegal whiskey would be called moonshine, by me.
Would it be fit to drink, or?
Not necessarily. I've heard of white lightning. Some of it that'll make you go blind, but some of it was quite decent.
White lightning, could that be would that be a term you'd use regardless of quality, just for anything?
No, white lightning would probably be the kind that would strike you blind if you drank very much of it, you know. But, no, somebody might make some real good moonshine. There can be good moonshine and bad moonshine.
Would you have a term for just poor quality whiskey, whether it's legal or illegal?
Yes, but I can't think what it is.
What about beer that you'd make at home? You'd call that?
Home brew.
And say if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell someone, would you just that?
Did it smell good?
Uh-huh. And you say to me, would you just...
Just smell that?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd say, this isn't imitation maple syrup. This is...
The real thing.
Or this is...
Genuine?
And if you were buying something wholesale, like several hundred pounds at a time, you'd say you were buying it...
In bulk.
And a sweet spread you could put on toast or biscuits would be jam or...
Or jelly. Preserves.
And what you'd have on the table to season food with.
Salt and pepper.
And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
May I have an apple?
And you'd say, he doesn't live here, he lives...
Somewhere else.
Or he lives...
Over there.
Did you ever say yonder or yander?
Over yonder? Oh yeah, I'll say that sometimes, but...